With Empire KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. A new investigative series by a collaboration of California news outlets has revealed that more than 80 law enforcement officers working in the Golden State today are convicted criminals. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Robert Lewis is one of the reporters who worked on the series. He says that California is one of only five states in the country that doesn't decertify officers for misconduct.
Here in California, while many departments hold their people to the highest ethical standards and don't tolerate misconduct, there are certainly other departments that do not. And because there is no power to strip an officer of their certificate, what can happen is that someone who is, say, fired from a department or pushed out of a department can conceivably get hired somewhere else. Or an officer with, you know, even a criminal conviction can be allowed to remain on the job within certain departments.
All of the criminal cops still on the job were convicted of misdemeanors, as felons can't be police officers in California. Those misdemeanors range from drunk driving to manslaughter. The collaboration of news groups, which includes the Southern California News Group, also created a searchable database of criminal cops in the state. In that database, 18 of the cops are in San Bernardino County and 33 are in Riverside County. The criminal cops series and database are available on numerous online newspapers, including the Press Enterprise and San Bernardino Sun. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
A conservative legal group has filed a federal lawsuit to overturn California's requirement that corporations place women on their boards of directors. Anastasia Bowden with the Pacific Legal Foundation says the law violates the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause.
The law essentially puts equal numbers above equal opportunity, and in so doing, it sacrifices equal dignity for women.
When he signed the measure last year, then-Governor Jerry Brown acknowledged what he called potential flaws that might block its implementation, but said it sent a much-needed message. This federal suit is the second legal challenge facing the law, which requires California-based public corporations to have at least one woman on their boards by the end of this year and more after that. It also faces a lawsuit in state court over whether it violates California's Equal Protection Clause. The California Supreme Court released its investigation into the leak of test question topics ahead of the state bar exam in July. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd says the investigation found the cause to be human error.
A group of law school deans received the highly sensitive information in an email a few days before the exam. That sent the State Bar of California into a panic. After weighing several options, leadership chose to release the topics to all test takers. The investigation found the decision-making process did not involve the state Supreme Court, which regulates the bar. The report recommends the bar develop clearer procedures for handling future emergencies.
The state bar says it released the exam topics to all participants to level the playing field and has already begun implementing the report's recommended changes. The July bar exam results are expected to be released in mid-November. An invasive beetle that kills oak trees has been found in another part of Southern California. State and federal authorities say Tuesday the gold-spotted oak borer was detected in recently killed California black oaks in the western San Bernardino County community of Wrightwood. Experts believe the infestation likely resulted from infested oak firewood being brought into Wrightwood. It's the third infestation in San Bernardino County since the bug showed up in the Oak Glen area in 2018 and in the Sugarloaf area of Big Bear last summer. The gold-spotted oak borer is native to southeastern Arizona. The U.S. Forest Service says it's a major threat to oaks in California, where it was first detected in San Diego County in 2004 and has killed thousands of trees. This Friday, you're invited to watch live coverage of impeachment inquiry hearings. You can watch live gavel-to-gavel coverage on our website at kvcrnews.org or watch on KVCR-TV, Channel 24. Live coverage begins Friday at 6 a.m. until the hearing's conclusion. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.